One of them was an American poet, Ezra Pound. The other one was an Italian poet, F.T. Marinetti. And they would say things like, Ezra Pound, his slogan was, make it new. And the Italian poet, who Marinetti, who was on the same page, his was creation, not contemplation. And yet, these poets were contemplating, weren't they? And they led with contemplation. And then they used it to create something, a very evil idea. All of this stuff, you know, technology, politics, and science and everything, is really all downstream from your worldview. It's all downstream from the poets and the philosophers and the, religion and all the rest of this. The ethos for technocrats and futurists alike was action for its own sake. It has kind of a Nietzscheism thread to it as well. We believe that Italy's only worthy tradition is never to have a tradition. See, these are people who, like Marxists, want to erase everything. New blank slate out here. I want to take everything down to the ground and build my utopian society where I'm the one on top. This Italian says, we believe that Italy's only worthy tradition is never to have a tradition. And she said, futurists took their zeal for technology, for action, for speed, and eventually it transformed into fascism. Marinetti followed his Manifesto of Futurism in 1909 with his Fascist Manifesto in 1919. Ezra Pound was infatuated with Benito Mussolini and collaborated with him. But again, these people are looking at this. What do they want? They want chaos. They want anarchy. They don't want any traditions. They don't want any institutions, including family. They want to establish their new order. And all these ways, they're just like the Marxists. And of course, just like the Marxists, they don't want you to have any freedom, as we see from the World Economic Forum. So he even hosted a radio show where he promoted fascism, where he gushed over Mein Kampf, where he praised both Mussolini and Hitler, Ezra Pound. So it shows how during times of social unrest, she writes, a cultural movement based on the radical rejection of tradition and history, tinged with aggrievement, can become a political ideology. Bingo. That's where we are. In October, the venture capitalist and technocrat Mark Andreessen published on his firm's website a stream of consciousness document that he called the Techno-Optimist Manifesto, a 5,000-word ideological cocktail that specifically credits Italian futurists like Marinetti. The essay seems driven in part by his sense of resentment that the technologies that he and his predecessors have advanced are no longer being properly glorified. He said this is his worldview, the technocracy worldview, and she calls it out, but understand where Musk is coming from as well, as I've mentioned many times. His grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, at about the same time, the 1930s, he created the Technocracy Party in Canada, and he tried to overthrow elected government and establish the technical elitists as dictators, essentially. They brought him up for trial. They didn't convict him and send him to jail, but he fled the country and went to South Africa. That's why Musk is coming back from that. And that is his roots, you understand. And when you look at Peter Thiel, same thing. And you add to this another dimension that she's not talking about, and that's the transhumanism, the posthumanism, the kind of stuff like, you know, the brain-computer interface. And as Musk is saying, yeah, we can transfer ourselves. What are you? Are you a bunch of electrical signals in your brain, or are you a soul? What are you transferring into a machine to live forever? Now, all of these philosophies, and it's not on the Nolan chart, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, and we don't wrestle with philosophies like that. In a sense, they're used to deceive people. But this is all a satanic agenda. I believe Satan is a real being who is conspiring this stuff. I think this is why it goes through multiple generations. People will look at families, and yes, families are involved in that. Institutions are involved in it. Those are useful aspects for propagating this. But that's where your conspiracy is. And that is the essence of all this is satanic. The essence of it is pride. Pride was the essence and is the essence of Satan and of his rebellion. So the world that Silicon Valley elites have brought into being is a world of reckless social engineering without consequence, they think, for its architects. And again, selling the same lies from the Garden of Eden. You'll become like God, and you will not die. There is no material problem, writes Andreessen, that cannot be solved with more technology. Technology is their God. This is good news for us. This is good news for us. This is like the Assyrian king, Sennacherib, pulling up, you know, his massive army to Jerusalem, to the wall, and taunting the people inside. And so we just need to do what Hezekiah did and turn to God. Say, deliver us from these people who mock you. This is good news for us. Same thing Goliath did before he got taken out with a slingshot. he writes, technology should not merely be advancing, but it should always be accelerating in its advancement to ensure that the techno-capital upward spiral continues forever. I was just looking at a presentation from one of these technology companies, and he was talking about artificial intelligence, how they were going to leverage it. And he says, you know, there's, and I forget what the percentages were, but, you know, it's like, you know, 10% of what we do is the ideation. What is the idea? And then we got another percentage where we, you know, started this. But the vast majority of this that really holds us up is the implementation. So if we can kick that off to the artificial intelligence, we can keep accelerating this. And we got to accelerate. Everything's got to always accelerate. We always got to go faster and faster and faster, more and more change all the time. These people are going to be hoisted by their own petard, blown up by their own bomb. Actually, they'd be blown up by God. This Tower of Babel-like pride in their technology and in the works of man. And so, you know, they said it can even help us with the ideation. You know, we may not even need ourselves anymore. We can just turn the world over to this godlike intelligence that we're creating here. So he says, we must always be accelerating an advancement to quote, this is to quote Andreessen, to ensure the techno-capital upward spiral continues forever. And he gets really angry when he talks about anybody who says slow down with any of that stuff because of ethics or because of quote-unquote existential risk. He hates that. Don't talk about existential risk. You know, we're going to go to the stars. We're going to become like gods. And there's no ethics. I don't talk to me about ethics. Don't talk to me about risk.
Also, one of the hallmarks of really dumb people is thinking, this is just going to go on forever.
Yeah.
It's going to get better and better forever. This market's never going to collapse.
Yeah, that's
and
the
you're
fatal
supposed conceit. To be the smartest people on the planet.
in their own mind, they are. Yes, that's true. Yeah, you're right, Travis. Thank you. He says, we believe we should place intelligence and energy into a positive feedback loop and drive them both to infinity and beyond. He didn't say the and beyond stuff. But I don't know. How does that feedback, positive feedback loop work when you're on your stereo system or your PA system? It's not a good thing. What it does is it blows out the speakers, doesn't it? Quick, turn that thing off. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to pull the plug on this thing by exposing the truth of what it is. A positive feedback loop driven to infinity. He thinks that this is what he thinks is a good thing. he goes on to say, listen to the arrogance and the satanic pride in this. We are not primitives, cowering in fear of the lightning bolt. We are the apex predator. The lightning works for us. Back off from this guy because he's about to get hit by lightning. You know, this is, though, the way that he's talking, it really does harken back to these early 20th century fascists and futurists, to H.G. Wells, to the characters that are in the shape of things to come. They talked exactly like this. It's amazing what a stereotype somebody like Mark Andreessen, again, one of the richest guys in Silicon Valley, a venture capitalist who's out there, a proud technocrat like Musk, like Peter Thiel. These people have billions of dollars, and they are the seminal money for picking, you know, and helping these companies succeed. They get richer and richer by doing that. Many people who were in the original PayPal group, like Musk and Peter Thiel, have become venture capital funders. They call them the PayPal Mafia, and they call Peter Thiel the godfather of the PayPal Mafia. And so this is really where they're coming from, and we need to understand this. We need to understand, you need to understand worldviews, and you need to understand the worldviews of these people. You need to understand what their motives are. You need to understand what their plans are. It's very important to understand that. I mean, we're not talking about politics. This is above politics. There's a couple of levels above politics here. He says, beauty exists only in struggle. See how much they sound like Marxists? This is one of the reasons why George Gilder calls Silicon Valley arrogant people, calls them neo-Marxists. And he said one of the conceits that they share with Marx is they believe, as Marx did, of the Industrial Revolution. He believed that the Industrial Revolution gave us infinite material goods. Does that sound familiar? And the only thing that we needed to do was to take control of government to equitably distribute those infinite goods, that we didn't want to have them concentrated in the hands of a few. That was Karl Marx. That was the essence of communism. These people, however, differ only in the fact that they want to keep all of the money. But they still do believe that they have the capacity for infinite production because of their technologies of genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotech. They believe that they have an infinite material capacity. These people think that they live in a strictly materialistic world. They're strictly deterministic. And they don't see a creator God. And again, Marxism, all about the struggle. All about chaos, all about erasing religion and culture and family and every institution. These people are the same way in all of that. It's not just that they have, that they are solely materialists and operating from the conceit that they have infinite capability, but they are also people who want to have a struggle. They want to have chaos as part of that. He said, technology must be a violent assault on the forces of the unknown to force them to bow before man. He takes a reasonable position that technology on the whole has dramatically improved human life, and then he warps it to reach the absurd conclusion that any attempt to restrain technological development under any circumstances is despicable. Deplorable. Warp speed. Deplorables. You are non-essential. All the rest of this stuff that we keep hearing from the Clintons and the Trumps and the Schwabs. Andreessen also identifies a list of enemies and what he calls zombie ideas. He calls upon his followers to defeat them. What are his enemies? What are the zombie ideas? Well, institutions and tradition, you see. These people want to level everything to the ground, just like Marxists. We have to have a struggle against tradition. And of course, he talks institutions and traditions. You know he means religion as well, just as the Marxists did. Our enemy, he says, is a know-it-all credentialed expert, indulging in abstract theories and luxury beliefs and social engineering, disconnected from the real world, who is delusional, unelected, and unaccountable, playing God with everybody else's lives. Can he not see that that's what he is? I looked at this and it's like, he just described himself.
I want to play God with your lives.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he is. I mean, you look at Uber, and when they looked at their cars and everything, they had a map. They called it the God view. People who were in charge of everything, they regularly call them the God-orator, right, instead of the moderator. These people are playing gods. They are indulging in abstract theories. They live in luxury. They have social engineering. He's just talking in this whole essay about social engineering, and he is unelected and unaccountable to us. It's like when Nathan the prophet comes to King David, and he gives him an example, and David says, oh, that's horrible. You know, that guy's got to be nailed. He goes, You are that man. I'm describing you. Marc Andreessen is so unaware of himself, so unaware of his human limitations, of his pride, that he's projecting this onto other people. And that's like another common thing of the left and of authoritarians, is to project this stuff onto other people. The world that they have brought into being over the past two decades, says this writer at The Atlantic, is unquestionably a world of reckless social engineering without any consequence for its architects, who foist their own abstract theories and their luxury beliefs on all of us. My job, your job, try to spread this information to people. And, you know, the essence of what we fight and all this, it is a spiritual war, we understand, as Christians. And so the essence of this is to cast down these arguments of people like Marc Andreessen. It is to break these strongholds of pleasure, like these devices that entertain us and demand our constant attention. And it is to take captive these ideas that are destroying all of our institutions, including our family.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.